Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm James Mason. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer said his United side needed a good result in beating West Ham after their last-gasp disappointment against Everton on Saturday. It took until the 7th minute of extra time for Scott McTominay to fire United ahead as they edged a 1-0 win to reach the FA Cup quarter-finals, just 4 days after they had been held to a last-minute 3-3 draw by Everton in the Premier League at Old Trafford. That left them 5 points off the top of the league, but they are still in the hunt for silverware and 2 games away from a first FA Cup final under Solskjaer. Speaking though about the win, Solskjaer said, "I felt we dominated. I thought we were in complete control of the first half. In the second, it became more of a game. When it's only 1-0 and we were wasteful, anything can happen to us." Meanwhile, Solskjaer has defended the performance of Donny van de Beek in that win over West Ham after Mark Hughes suggested that the Dutchman's slow start to life at the club is down to a lack of trust from his teammates. Van de Beek had been given the chance to pull the strings from midfield ahead of arrested Bruno Fernandes, but the 23-year-old was eventually replaced by the Portuguese after 73 minutes on the clock, following a largely ineffective performance, and Hughes feels that more quality must be shown if van de Beek is to become a key player for Solskjaer. But Solskjaer has defended the Dutchman, saying, "I thought in the first half we and Donny played really well, we created spaces and he was part of that." And finally, United target Jadon Sancho has reportedly been placed on Borussia Dortmund's possible sell list if they are to miss out on Champions League qualification. United wanted to sign Sancho last summer but could not agree a fee with Dortmund, and the German club are said to be somewhat rueing their decision to keep hold of the England international as he has struggled to find his best form. The Red Devils continue to track Sancho and are expected to return for him should BVB make the 20-year-old available for transfer. According to reports, Dortmund have identified Sancho as a player to transfer list should they miss out on Champions League qualification as they have suffered massive financial losses this season. That's all for now. We'll have more later.